Good morning. It's Friday, April the 13th, and my message today is titled Cloudy with a Chance of Manna. Like most Americans, I have a refrigerator in my house and it contains some food that I can eat. There are also cans of food in the pantry and even more in the garage, and two huge grocery stores within a mile from my house. I never have to worry about where to find food when I'm hungry. However, life is different when you are in the desert, and getting through withdrawal in your recovery from sexual addiction is like being in a desert. There's no electricity and no groceries to be found for miles. Finding food to eat and water to drink became the absolute first priorities of the day. This was especially true for the Jews in the desert when they were fleeing from slavery out of Egypt and heading to the Promised Land. They grumbled about needing water, and so God provided them water. Then they started to grumble about food, and so God made sure they had enough food delivered right outside of their tent every day for 40 years. I imagine it was most interesting that first morning when they came out of their tents to find these wafer-like pieces of, what is it, lying all over the ground. They called it manna, which literally the word means, what is it? It was like white coriander seed, the text tells us. And it also tells us it tasted like wafers and honey. I'm thinking it's kind of like Frosted Flakes, Tony the Tiger's favorite food. So there was free food all over the ground, and people stored up as much as they could get. But everything that wasn't eaten, all the excess, was rotten the next day, except on a Friday, where there was enough for 2 days to be taken and eaten so that they would not have to do the work of picking it up on the Sabbath. I don't know about you, but free food delivered to my door every morning might seem nice for a couple of days. But then eating that same food every day for 14,600 days or 40 years, I'm thinking it might get a little old. However, don't miss the miracle here. There were about a million Jews in this group, and all of them needed nourishment every day, and every day God provided it. You know, in my recovery from my own sexual addiction, I've learned that there's nourishment that I need every day besides the food that I need to eat. I need to feed my soul and my spirit. When being tempted in the desert after fasting for 40 days, Jesus said, quote, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Are you being fed by the words that come from the mouth of God in your soul and spirit? You're going to need that nourishment to make it through the desert of withdrawal and progress in your recovery from sexual addiction. Just like manna in the desert, we cannot be nourished spiritually by the word we consumed yesterday. It needs to be fresh every day. Which is why making a priority of reading your Bible daily so critical to recovery. Recovery from sexual addiction is very hard work, and it takes daily doses of the Word of God and being connected into a community of other believers who are going to help you and hold you accountable and support you every day. Are you connected with a group of others who are in recovery as well? Is that group teaching you the biblical truths so that you're recovering spiritually, physically, emotionally, and relationally? That's what we do in our 180 online support teams. And I urge you, again, I urge you to break your isolation and get connected with our online support teams. Currently, I have 8 of them going, and I'll start even more so that there's one that'll fit your schedule. I promise you that if you'll get serious about finding the freedom God wants to give you, it will happen in a 180 online support team. So for more information, you can contact me again at my email address, doyle@me.com. That's doyle@me.com. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. I hope you are planning to have a great weekend in which, if you know you're going to be tempted, create a plan so that you do not fall. And stay in touch, my friends. This is John Doyle. I wish you the very best and walk with the Lord today.